on the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. And the most punctual of all celebrities, Kevin Smith, is on the hotline. Straight up 9 o'clock. You are absolutely the best.
Good morning. How are you?
Did you? I'm trying to remember what I learned last time. Did you smoke your sativa this morning?
I did not. You literally just have me waking up, and not in a bad way. I'm not complaining. We went to bed last night at about 2 o'clock, 2:30 after the show in Orlando, which was amazing, fantastic show at the Hard Rock Live. Tonight we go down to Tampa. What is it? Tampa Theater.
Tampa Theater. You'll love it. It's a beautiful old theater.
I think Jericho's coming out tonight because he's down there as well, so he's going to be there. We've been having a blast, though, man. I'm telling you, this tour, like, every night I'm like, wow, I'm like, how did this happen? And I forget that a stoner built this a long time ago, waiting, you know, for this to happen. Like, a long time ago, I was like, wouldn't it be great if we made a movie that, like, we took on tour the way, like, me and Jay go tour the podcast, because everybody would get every joke. So every night, it's amazing. It's like going to church where, you know, I'm not only the priest, but I'm also Jesus at the same time.
Now, I love
it's a religious experience. It's so beautiful. Like, I honestly, you know, the heart attack happened a year and a half ago. It's coming up on 2 years in February. Like, during this tour, I've had the idea several times, like, oh, I did die, and this is heaven. Because in heaven, every night, they watch your movie, and they get every single joke. Like, it's amazing.
I love my kids more than anything in the world, but even after a while, I'm like, all right, I need a break, kids. Get out of my face. So you can't watch the movie every night. What do you do? Do you intro it?
Oh, my God, I watch it every night. Jason goes and plays Fortnite. He don't watch it. Mm-hmm. But he's got a different relationship to it, right? He's a guy in it and stuff, whereas this is like,
your baby.
This is my dream to make a movie. Yeah, totally. So, and the movie's like, it's funny as it should be because, you know, it's a sequel to a comedy, but it's incredibly warm and wonderful. And then when you watch it with everybody that literally is getting every reference, every joke, cracking open every Easter egg and getting like, oh my, it's reacting to, like, whoever shows up on the screen. My wife shows up on the screen, the audience goes nuts. I shot that from the back of the crowd, and I texted it to my wife, and I was like, can you believe they remember you?
I'm telling you, I've said this to you before, and I've said it when you weren't on the phone. The first Jay and Silent Bob movie made me laugh harder than any movie I'd ever laughed at in a theater. You go see a funny movie, you have a couple of good chuckles, and you go, that was funny. But I died in that movie, and it is great in the first one to watch who pops up, you know, which characters come back, and now we know that you and Ben made up, so Ben's in it.
Yeah. Oh, that scene, like, the moment he pops up, like, you know, we started in Jersey. The first show was in Jersey in Asbury Park, a reboot roadshow tour. So I had never seen it with an audience. We had a premiere in Los Angeles, but premiere audiences are not like the audience that this movie was made for. You know, they're fun, but they're not like religious like this crowd. So we went to the Jersey show, and, you know, suddenly I was like, holy crap, like every time somebody from Strike Back shows up on screen, like the audience goes nuts. And so, you know, as I learned very quickly in that screening, I'm like, I gotta shoot this so I can send it to the people who are in the movie that can't like see it. So Chicago was the second night of the tour. And I saw that in Jersey, like when Ben comes up on screen, the audience went nuts. So I was like, I'm gonna shoot it, man, and send it to him and stuff. So we're in Chicago at the Music Box, and he comes up on screen. The audience goes nuts. I captured it on my phone, and then I texted it to him, sent it to him. And I was like, look at how much they love you in Chicago. And he wrote back, I know. It's been so nice.
Was it great to be back? You guys had a weird thing going on for a while.
And then we hadn't spoken in close to 10 years, man. So, like, him coming back was everything. But even more so than the scene in the movie, which the scene he gave us is beautiful. It didn't even exist when I started writing the movie, so I created it, like, once I knew we had him. I was like, oh, my Lord. So it really elevated the film. But more so than just, like, being great for the movie, like, when he checked out of our lives, like, Jay was circling the drain last time. So, you know, he, like me, was he sent Jay to rehab a couple times and stuff. So I guess he reached a place too of frustration where he was just like, I can't help this guy. So when he left, that's the Jay he walked away from. When he came back in, like, Jay is doing incredibly well, you know, healthy, and he's got the kid and the marriage and stuff. He's a completely different person than like, you know, remembered. And so aside from, like, the scene, having him come back into our lives and be, like, marveling at Jay, like how Jay's pulled it all together and, yeah, like, he's a super dad and all this stuff, was really, really nice. He was like, did you know that Jay's been sober for like almost 10 years? Like, yeah. I said, I've been here. I didn't leave. I bore witness to it. But that was really beautiful, man. So, like, aside from him just being in the movie, having him back in our lives was pretty sweet.
What if he would have been like, and you know, Kevin lost all that weight now? He's also skinny. Like, he did walk back to two different guys.
He kind of did. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully the personalities remain the same. But, yeah, the last time he saw us, we were two kind of different people and stuff. It was nice. And then a couple months after that, he came over to the house, which my house, which used to be his house and stuff. And me, him, and Muse, like, hung out and talked like three dudes who have been married and have kids. Like, you know, it was really kind of sweet.
That's good. We're talking, of course, to Kevin Smith tonight. You can't go to his show because it's already sold out. We warned you 6 months ago. We told you it was going to sell out. And then what happens now for guys who can't go tonight? When do I get to see the movie? This weekend?
I think it opens in our wake, and I'm not sure. It usually, as it follows for the previous shows. So, like, if we were in Chicago on Tuesday, then the movie opens in Illinois theaters on Friday. So I think it's the same here as well. I don't know the theater rundowns, but if you look at Fandango.com, after we're gone, I believe it opens on Friday. So you can just go see it in a regular movie theater and stuff, which, you know, oh, my God, I would love it if you did. But
no, I will. Time, like, without a doubt, I will.
The screenings with everybody, oh, good Lord. Like, the roadshow tour, like, it sold out, like, big numbers every night, and people loving it. It's like putting on a concert every single night, and which everybody knows every song. So it's that for me is the preferred way to see it. Like, I don't even know if I can release a movie normally ever again, because it's so, like, gratifying to be there in the room and stuff. The next movie we're going to make is Clerks 3, and, like, I can't imagine.
Do we lose you? Oh, man, I had questions.
He can't imagine.
He can't imagine? Oh. By the way, I looked. It is Friday, like at the AMC right there, the Veterans AMC. It's there, so I'm sure it's a bunch of places, too.
I think it's there through Wednesday, too, so it's, like, all weekend long.
We'll wait for
him. We can call him back.
We'll give him a second. He'll call back. Yeah, I will definitely go see that movie this weekend because I'm totally a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his movie, but I want to know about Clerks 3 now.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
Clerks 3, my question is, I would imagine those guys from Clerks 1 are like, thank God there's a Clerks 3. We get another year of payday. Like,
well, he said the one guy worked for like a tile company.
Yeah.
There he is. He's calling back. You grab a car. Yeah, that's in the, but I would imagine there's some people that are like, oh, thank God.
Sure.
You know, hold on. What's wrong, Aaron, all right?
Yeah, he said his signal is kind of low, so he's going to go find a landline and call back.
Good. I would just be like, hey, man, you got enough out of me.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. All right, good. So Kevin's been now, if you're going tonight, the question we'll ask him when he calls back now is, will Mo get to run his trailer beforehand?
I couldn't get a definitive answer on that, and I tried multiple times.
Now, from Kevin or from his people?
From the people, yeah. And he does. I did text him the trailer so he could see it.
There's no way. We should make him watch it right now while he's on the
phone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, now he can because it's he'll be on a landline.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I did text it to him. It's got some profanity, so I don't know if that would come over the air.
I don't know how that looks to a professional.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he looks at it and goes, this is garbage, guys. Yeah.
Like, no way and no chance in hell.
I'm telling you, when I watched it, I was like, way better than I thought I was going to be.
Yes, I think so, too. Way better. And I think he'll probably think it's way better than somebody making their first film could do, you know.
All right, well, let's find out. Kev?
I was back. Sorry, I was on my phone, my cell phone, but I'm on a landline at my mom's now.
Perfect. How's your mom doing?
She's great, man. She was there last night. She's going to go tonight as well. You know, like, honestly, shy of my father returning from the grave, like, this is the thing that my mother loves most in life.
Oh, watching I bet.
People love her son. Oh, it's porn for her. She held court last night. Like, when the movie was over, she just sat in the audience and took pictures of people and stuff like that. She loves when people love her son. It's really sweet.
Now, and you have siblings, right?
Yeah, my brother and sister. And my brother, Don, was there last night because he lives down here as well.
But do they realize now that your mother loves you more because you're more successful?
No, she loves my brother more because my brother, like, literally lives around the block from her and stuff. And also, they have a house together and stuff. He's the caretaker sibling. He's the good son. I'm the famous son.
Yeah.
And the youngest, the baby. I get a lot of credit as the baby and stuff, but he's the one that actually does the noble work and stuff. And my sister as well, but she's not here. She's overseas. She lives in Austria right now.
I'd imagine they probably thought you were going to be the loser, too.
Very much so. But not in a way where they were all, like, dismissive or, like, you know, he's not going to do anything. But I remember after, like, high school, I didn't really, you know, gel quite correctly. I didn't go to college or anything like that. Like, I tried, but not right away. I went for one semester and dropped out in New York and stuff. So I never really finished anything. And I remember my brother and sister would ask my parents, like, you know, aren't you going to make them do anything? Because my brother and sister went to college, so they left the house.
Yeah.
But I didn't leave the house until I was 23 until, like, Clerks happened. And so my brother and sister would be like, you got to, like, get him to do something. And my mom would always be like, he'll figure it out. I think she just liked having me at the house because I was the baby. And, you know, once I left, there was the empty nest. So my mom never complained, or my dad never complained. They were never like, you got to do stuff. You know, they were like, look, he works at convenience stores and you know, he likes movies. That's his thing. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably be a waiter like his brother. Like, my brother made good money as a waiter and stuff. So there wasn't, like, high expectations. And then, you know, it's not like Clerks made them go, oh, we all thought he was an idiot, but who knew he was a real live boy. But it definitely made them go, like, good Lord, like, this is credible. Like, what happened and stuff? And I was so glad that Mom and Dad, like, Mom's still here for it. Dad was here for it for a nice stretch, too. He died right before Jersey Girl, which is probably for the best. But it's been really, really kind of sweet. So Mom's sitting there last night enjoying it. It was great. My brother was here last night, though, as well. And then when I saw him right after the movie, man, like, I went backstage, and there were a bunch of his friends from work. He works over at the park at Disney.
Oh, no kidding.
There were a bunch of cats that saying hello to. And my brother, I go to give my brother a hug. I'm like, hey, man. And he goes, I am S-faced right now. I was like, right on. Good for you. Right on the street. So he had a great time.
All right, we got some things we have to talk to you about. Now,
do it.
Last time we had you, you're partly to blame for this because you're so supportive. But
the movie.
Yes. Made this movie. I was not going to be in it until you were so supportive.
WDED, if I remember correctly.
That's correct, WDED. And you
excellent
had a
excellent title, excellent book, excellent way to make a movie. Use one's work base, especially a work base that's interesting, visually interesting, not something everyone sees every day. Having access to that sort of thing is production value in and of itself. So I was very supportive of this. Then you layer on top of it a saleable concept in the horror market, i.e. Dead Things or whatever. I thought this was a great idea from the start. This is how independent film happens. Somebody's in a place where they look around and go, like, I think I can make a movie here, and bam, it happens. And the fact that you gave him access to the station to shoot in, that was really, really sweet, man. That's, you gave that dude an edge over most other people who are trying to start out and make a movie, because he's got an interesting place to make a movie. Right off the bat, he's got an edge over everyone else.
I'm pretty sure if you heard that noise, it was just Mo having an orgasm as you were talking.
That's how I could talk a man off to him.
Now, let me give you a little background on Mo. Now, when I was a kid, and I used to listen to a radio show called The Ron and Ron Show, and it was one of the greatest shows ever. I put it up there. I was a Howard fan and a Ron and Ron fan. And Mo was kind of like the stunt guy on that show. And then he went and did radio in other parts of the country. And he sucks at radio. I'm not going to lie. He's terrible at that. So then he wrote a book. And my wife read the book, and she thought it was actually good. And then he wrote a book of poetry. And we're talking about like a 7-foot black guy with dreads, things you would not expect to come out of him. And then he wanted to do this movie. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing your stupid movie. But then I talked to you, and you got me so excited. And I was like, all right, I'll be in your dumb movie. Then the movie came out, and he premiered the trailer at my house. And we all liked it. We were like, God damn, Mo. Not only is the movie good, but I think you found an actor in Soul Brother Kevin who does nights here because he's really good. And I'm like, you may actually be onto something. So then we guilted you into saying that you would run the trailer for the movie before your movie tonight. Does that still stand?
Evan, Jess, do you have it on a Blu-ray?
I don't. I mean, we can.
We can get it, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we can get it on any format you want to get.
Bam. Get it on a Blu-ray. Get it to me before we start. And I'll tell them the story. If we don't, if for some reason you can't get it to us before.
Listen, Mo will walk it. Mo will leave and walk there now if he has to.
Yeah, we're ready to get it over there. I texted Kevin the link if he'd like to kind of take a peek at it beforehand.
Oh, man.
As opposed to like sight unseen.
How much of this crap do you get? Are people constantly shoving things in your face?
First time anyone's ever said, hey, man, trailer. I've never been like, hey, we got a screening, throw the trailer in front of it. But it totally works out, too. If you got a Blu-ray, it's going to be easy as hell.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll get you a Blu-ray.
We'll
have a go. You know, I met M. Night Shyamalan the other day while I was in New York. You know that guy at all?
Yep. No. I mean, I met him once on the set of Jersey Girl years ago.
Yeah. He was like, he was another guy like you where I met him, and he was as cool as I hoped that he would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the difference between me and him is he's richer.
So far, I think that you...
Let me tell you something. When you got a sixth sense that early in your career, you're set for life, son.
Yeah,
for
but he's had trouble ever since, though. And it's not because everything has to know.
No, he had one period where, like, you know, a lady in the water, you know, people started kicking him in the butt, and then he did that last Airbender movie, and people were mad. But then, you know, he started doing like Split and Glass. And stuff, and you know, seems to be back. And he's also financing his own stuff, which I find amazing. Like, he paid for Glass, like, with his own money, so all the profits after a certain point become his.
Glass was great.
Yeah, he had a moment. Yeah. Oh, I mean, everything he does at least has a voice to it and is recognizable. He's a wonderful filmmaker and stuff. But yeah, I would not say he's had trouble ever since. Lord knows. Think about it. Signs was huge. What was that other movie he did?
The Village.
Unbreakable, which led to Glass and later on and stuff. Believe me, he's got an enviable career.
I will see you.
I wish I had as much trouble as him. Oh.
They say on the internet, so you know it must be true, he is worth $50 million, and they say Kevin Smith, $25 million.
Oh, my God. Well, now I got a doubt that he's worth 50 because I know I ain't worth 25. Right then, those figures are suspect. And also, if you really think about it, you think about the movies he's made, you think about the movies I've made, and the box office he's done, the box office I've done, how are those figures even close? You know what I'm saying? Like, what they're saying essentially is he's got half of what the guy that did The Sixth Sense made, and that ain't true at all. If it was, I'd be making a lot more movies because I'd be financing them left and right with all this copious amounts of money.
I don't know. I don't have Sixth Sense action figures, but I got Jay and Silent Bob action figures.
Yeah, but the only reason you got those is because the guy that made Jay and Silent Bob was like, can we make figures? Like, sure, as long as you don't care about making money, go ahead.
All right, so Mo is, if he gets a Blu-ray, he's got his big chance. He'll be there tonight. He bought tickets. He's going.
Yeah, I just talked to Mo. He said he does have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, man. It's a reality.
So what you do is find backstage, Liv and Josh are our two tour managers. They're adorable. They're married and stuff, but they run the show and stuff. If you don't see me, just use those names. Well, first try my name and then be like, he told me to look for Liv or Josh, and they'll put you in touch with those guys.
Every nerd there is going to be like, I'm here to see Kevin.
I might want to, just to, in the interest of goodwill, just as a guy who knows how audiences work, all these people are like, I ain't seen Jay and Bob in nearly 20 years. So we're not going to start with the trailer because that will predispose them to dislike it because it is preventing them from getting to the thing they want to get to.
Right.
So I would suggest that we do it during the Q&A afterwards when everyone's feeling good. good. They've already seen the movie. Then we can kind of tell the story, throw up the trailer and stuff like that.
Listen.
Then it plays, I think it plays better that way, because I think if you do it first, people are like, what is this? Hey, this ain't Jane Silent Bob. You know, so you don't want that. That right. We don't want ill will for the trailer.
You know better than all of us. So the simple fact that you're entertaining this notion shows what a wonderful guy you are. Jane Silent Bob.
I think positioned well at a Tampa show, this trailer is a bonus to me and mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get to play local flavor, for heaven's sake.
That's and I'm like, in it. I'm in it. I'm in the trailer and the end, and they made my eyebrows darker, so I look like the fat uncle from that Buffy and Jody show. What was that thing?
Family Affair.
Yeah, I look like Mr. French. Family
Affair. So you look like Mr. French?
Yes.
Genius. Isn't that amazing that little movie makeup will turn you into Sebastian Cabot? Like
just what I always dreamed of. Give me, you want the Momoa? No, give me the Cabot. I'll take the Cabot over the Momoa.
People are like, are you sure you don't want the Momoa? People know who Momoa is. Like, no, I'm going for Cabot because I like only one in 100 people that recognize me.
Oh, listen, you are truly the best. I promise you I will see this movie this weekend. Because I'm that big of a fan, and anybody that, sorry if you didn't buy your tickets tonight, it's sold out. Where are you headed to after this?
Right after the Tampa show, we get in the car and drive for about 3-4 hours that night, 3-4 hours the next day, and then we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wow. Well, look, I look forward to guilting you into putting us in your next movie.
Done and done.
Yeah, and
who's going? Is Mo going as well?
Yeah, Mo's going tonight. He's got tickets. He'll be there.
That way, somebody can give you a report on how it went and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go as well.
You're going tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Gio is the one who made it to New Orleans with Spanish and Joe to be in the movie. So we'll get the full report on if we actually make it in or not.
Gio, if you are there for the playing of the trailer.
Record.
Feel free to pop out your phone and record the reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please record the reaction. If it is, I mean, I want success from Mo.
The way I understand it, you guys run what they call a radio show, so I think audio would be very helpful.
This guy, sure. He's always a director. He's always the best.
Hey, I mean, there's a chance it could be a total disaster.
Yeah, even better. That's great radio. If they start booing.
Either way, it works for you guys.
What,
Mo, trust me, I'm telling you, it'll play afterwards. Everyone's in such a good mood. Like, I'm shocked that people don't get laid after that movie.
This is how I expect the sounds to go. You ready? Boo. Yeah. Is that Mr. French? Boo. Just like that.
If we could get the audience doing the theme. You and I are the only two people who understand the jokes that we're making. Right?
Absolutely.
Nobody left in this world remembers Family Affair. But I used to watch that. And like it because it had kids in it, but hate it because it ended cartoons at like 10 in the morning.
He's right. That is absolutely true.
That theme song came up. You were like, no, that and Lucy was my nightmare. Everyone loved Lucy, but whenever that black and white logo came up, it meant the end of cartoons, and I resented it so much.
See, I know we'd get along. So if we live closer to each other, we'd be best friends. And your other friends would hate me, but they'd be like, who's that other guy always hanging around Kevin? That's Kevin's friend that doesn't smoke pot. But they get along really well.
They were like, that's that Sebastian Cabot guy, man. He was huge back in the 70s.
I was
his own show.
I was a poor kid, so I always appreciated a show that had its own slave, the guy that cooked them breakfast. And
he had a butler, these two kids.
Yeah.
Like, they presented the idea of, like, you know, Uncle Bill is like, look, you don't need a wife. You got a butler.
Right. Oh, you know, he was
with a butler.
Every once in a while, Uncle Bill is drunk and he's like, get in here, French. Time to do your duty.
Oh, no doubt. He's like, I pay your salary. Do push-ups for me, French. Oh, please, sir. Please, Mr. Bill. Don't you, Mr. Bill, me.
I hate making you get up early, but I love having you on the show, man. I wish you so much success with this movie and tonight. Thanks for always being cool to us.
Oh, no problem. I'll talk to you guys later on.
All right, Pat. There you go. Kevin Smith. I love that dude. Tonight, Gio, you got a lot of assignments to do.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about it.
Let me tell you, I'm right now I'm teetering on whether or not I'm going to go to the Lightning game.
Here's the thing.
So I'll be close by. If we're not in the movie, call me and we'll come over and beat Kevin Smith up.
Well, you're close. Well, the Lightning game is 7.
Yeah.
So I think the event starts at 7, but if the Q&A is after the movie, you're talking like at least an hour and a half.
I'm negotiating whether I'm going to go to the Lightning game right now. I'm tired as it is. I want to go to the game, and it's the Rangers, but then in my head, I'm also going to the Saturday game, so I know sometime around 5 o'clock, I'm going to be like, no, let's go to Saturday's game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm really wondering how and if we made it in the movie. Because he said we're in the background.
He said you're there.
Because we had that sign right there. It was prominently displayed. And so I wonder how, and I remember the camera, Spanish was there. The camera was shooting down like a hallway, and we were at the end of the hallway.
Don't be mad, but I feel like for Clerks 3, I negotiate my own solo scene where I'm talking.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Just me.
Sure.
I mean, you watch and see if it doesn't work, Mr. French.
If Clerks 3 happens, I think we have to road trip to New Jersey. Yeah, we can't fly.
I got the new Malibu. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get crazy.
We got a road trip again. Yeah.
There's a line in here where Jay says something to Silent Bob. I'm either the before Silent Bob, you know, like he's insulting me by going, and this, who's this chubby bastard that looks like you before you lost all the weight? And, or if he says, and this isn't Mr. French over here. Like, we already got the line written. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We'll get something going.
It would be cool to be in the store, like a customer in the store.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be the overnight guy.
Yeah.
Something. Kevin Smith is great, man. Tonight, if you're going, I don't want you to boomo. I want a real reaction.
Yeah.
Because I watched it ready to crap on it. And when it was over, I was like, God damn, that's good. And Soul Brother Kevin's great. So give us a full reaction. I think it's going to be a lot of this. Sorry, I have the hiccups. It's going to be a lot of this.
I think.
Question from Kevin.
Yeah. You know. I think people are going to cheer loud for it.
You do?
I do,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the joke.
No, with the association with the bone and the movie. And
I don't know what that audience likes.
And just Kevin cheers. Will be like, of course they do.
They're going to light bottle rockets and go crazy.
What?
Ginger, good morning.
Yes, I've been listening to the interview with Kevin, and I didn't really hear anyone say the name of the movie. I've been waiting for someone to say the name of the movie.
It's called the Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry I missed it. Thank you.
Apology accepted. Thank you.
Yeah, tonight is sold out, but you can see it all weekend long at the AMC on Veterans.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I think we should go Friday after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I can't go. But fine.
Well, you just let us know if it stinks or not.
Yeah.
I don't mean it stinks, but I mean if we're in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of want to go also with Joe in Spanish and watch at the same time because we were there filming for 18 hours.
In it. Oh, it was such a long day.
Yeah.
It's where we learned Joe can dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one scene, Joe was literally, and I want to see if this makes it in, they were filming, and Joe was sleeping under the table while they were filming, like 10 feet away, and nobody even knew.
Part of me is so glad that I'm tall and big, because I never feel intimidated, and I'm comfortable everywhere, and then part of me wants to be so little where I could just sleep in any nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's happening tonight. We'll give you a full report tomorrow. We must take...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.